107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. Well, with this weather forecast, it's a little ironic to be talking about Stratford Winterfest, but it is set to go this Saturday, and joining us from the Stratford Winterfest Committee, MJ Thompson is on the line. Good morning, MJ.
Well, hello.
It's good to have you on the phone lines. Now, this weather this morning, are your dogs liking this weather or not?
No, this is not their favorite weather. They're fine in the summer if it rains, but not so much this time of year. And it's slippery, right?
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we've got Stratford Winterfest set to go this Saturday. Now, we've got kind of the rain and mild temperatures today, but as we've talked about with the weather forecast, we do have snow moving back into our area. So hopefully we've got that nice window of opportunity for Saturday for Stratford Winterfest. New location this year, MJ.
Yes, we've relocated to Upper Queens. Just with all the work going on at the festival, it's been necessary, and the roadways down in that area, we had to move to Upper Queens, but we're really excited. I mean, we haven't done Winterfest for a couple of years, and even though it's scaled down to one day, it's not going to be any less exciting. We are making things super safe. A lot of non-touch activities, so, you know, it's a real family weekend, so it's fitting that it's on Family Day weekend.
Now, can we talk about the fire truck and aerial display? That's going to be happening at noon at Upper Queens Park with Stratford firefighters. This looks pretty exciting.
It is very exciting. This is the official launch of the new Stratford Fire Department aerial truck, so they're going to be doing demonstrations, and we're very excited that they chose us to do this launch.
And again, that's happening Saturday at Upper Queens Park. You can check out some of the photos and information already on our Facebook page with City of Stratford and Stratford Firefighters. It's called Tower One, and it looks pretty amazing, so you're going to want to check that out. There's also, MJ, a blacksmith demonstration happening with the Fallen Willow Forge. John Walker will be on hand. Folks might remember John, who was at the City Center Wanderland. That was last December, so a lot of fun there.
Yeah, he is, he's a very talented blacksmith, and I think that, you know, it's an art form that is still necessary, but not as common as it used to be. So we're really excited that John's chosen to come to Winterfest this year, and it'll be a display definitely worth checking out. The other thing, I mean, we've got six amazing ice sculptures. These were ordered for Lights on Stratford last year, and they've been in storage, so we're very excited to unveil them at Stratford Winterfest this year. And they will be lit, and they will be along the roadway. So for people that, say, maybe have disabilities and don't want to be out in this weather, they can just drive by, so they can have the Winterfest experience without actually having to get out of their car. So, you know, we're working on lots of things. We're going to have there's a photo frame, so and you can have your picture taken with BJ Swan. We've got food trucks. There's a scavenger hunt and coloring contest. Now, those sheets are available at Festival Marketplace at our Stratford Winterfest frame in the Winter's Court. There's also a ballot box there for you to put your completed projects in. We will have sheets available at our event on Saturday, and they can be turned in up until February 23rd. And we have five $10 gift certificates for the coloring contest and five $10 gift certificates for the scavenger hunt. So all you have to do is complete it. There's no, it doesn't have to be the best, but it has to be entered.
That is awesome. And there's a couple of hikes going on as part of Stratford Winterfest, too. There's a hike with Upper Thames River Conservation Authority, pre-registration for that. And there's also an Aventrail hike going on and Story Walk with Stratford Public Library happening on Saturday, too.
Yeah, so we really tried to focus on non-touch family activities. The Avon Trail hike is going to be around the river. We have participation stickers that everybody, you know, once they've completed it, they can go back to the Avon Trail tent in our Upper Queens Winterfest area, and that will be fun. The Stratford Public Library Story Walk is always fun. We've worked with them many years with Stratford Winterfest, so we're pretty excited about that. And as you said, the hike with the Thames River Conservation is a pre-registration event. So you can get those links from either our Facebook page or our website at stratfordwinterfest.ca. The other thing, too, is if you're walking around and you're feeling a bit chilly, which we think it might be a little chilly on Saturday, we have a fire pit area that'll have three fire pits, and you can warm up in that area. While we don't have our comfy chairs this year, you can certainly back up or front up to the fire.
Love it. And of course, again, we got to mention those food trucks. Everybody loves food trucks. We got Beaver Tails, Ken's Fries, and Hot Diggity Doghouse, all part of the fun.
Yes, we're pretty excited about the food. I'm certainly looking forward to my Winterfest treats this Saturday.
And we look forward to seeing you again. MJ with the Stratford Winterfest Committee. Stratford Winterfest is a go for this Saturday at Upper Queen's Park. Again, any COVID-19 safety protocols all in place, and do enjoy that safely. Now, MJ, just before we let you go, with Festival Marketplace Shopping Center, the Valentine's Day contest wrapped up. How did it go?
Well, it went absolutely amazing, and we have chosen a winner. I'm just waiting for the confirmation. We always have to verify that they qualify with all the things that they have to follow. So once that gets completed, hopefully today, we will do the announcement on our Facebook and Facebook page and website.
All right, and of course we'll share it there as well. And as mentioned, that Stratford Winterfest frame is at the Winners Court at Festival Marketplace Shopping Center, and you can pick up extra sheets for the coloring contest and the scavenger hunt. Lots happening. StratfordWinterfest.ca is the website for all the details. With a big thank you to City of Stratford for helping make Stratford Winterfest a possibility, a reality, and thanks to the sponsors and of course MJ, all the volunteers too.
I think, you know, we have such tremendous sponsors, we have tremendous in-kind supporters, and, you know, a real shout-out to the Winterfest team, because we're all working somewhere else, and we're all volunteering to do this, so we hope we offer the City of Stratford a really great experience, and I know I always enjoy it, and my family drives from an hour away to come and do Winterfest with me, and I think that that's the way we have to think about it. It's a great family event.
You bet. A great community event. Stratford Winterfest. MJ, thanks so much. We'll see you Saturday.
See you Saturday.